Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, man. MySpace, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Yeah. I get the shots you're looking at.
Hey, you're
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did that. No, I didn't.
DJ! I'm going on tour, and I'm going to show anybody out there that thinks for 1 second that maybe I'm second-guessing myself, that I am the greatest of all time. Forever and ever. What surprise? What surprise? Woo! I'm back. To make it out the ice cold streets of the sea.
Oh man, you know what, people? We have to start the show like this, man. You know what I mean? Because the time of this recording, straight away it must be addressed, man. You know what I mean? And we best address it now. While the evil sadist Shadfather is not even here, man. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. How you feeling out there, man? J8MS podcast. Hashtag we can edit that out. Yo, we got the serial killer in the building. What's going on, man?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Yo, I am blessed, man, but I'm nervous, though, man. I am nervous. Like I say, this show was recorded a couple of days ago. And, you know, the various news sites talking about our good friend Ric Flair being rushed to hospital, saying it might be a serious situation. But then there's Nux report saying it ain't that serious, it ain't that deep.
Worrying times, isn't it? I mean, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. Feeling good, feeling fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nature Boy. Obviously, if he makes it through, then it's probably just another battle.
Right.
You know, if he doesn't make it, edit that out. fingers crossed, thoughts go to Rick and the family. You know, whether it's something serious, whether it's just a planned operation, depending on which news outlet you're looking at. Fingers crossed everything's alright and we see him on TV again soon. Hopefully this time not being beaten to death by Batista.
Word up, man. Word up now. Batista, shout out to Batista. I know he says that's it, he's done. He's done with this wrestling shit. But why? Batista, the Saudi prince exists. And that's all I'm going to say to you, man. You know what I mean? You've seen the results, man. Super Showdown, I come.
Goldberg versus Undertaker.
That match is forbidden. That match should not happen. Where it was 15 years ago.
Goldberg needs to run away.
No!
This happened like 15 years ago, don't get me wrong. I wish this had happened 15 years ago.
Yeah, but even 15 years ago, I didn't want it to happen then. I didn't want it to happen then.
Favorites.
Yeah, for Drew.
For me, like back in the day when I was like, I don't know, 10, 11, whatever, WCW was on Channel 5, and I didn't have Sky, so I couldn't watch WWE, so all I had access to was WCW. And like Goldberg, him and Kevin Nash were like the big ones at the time.
Hold on!
Favorite.
WCW was on Channel 5!
Yeah, it was
Wow!
It wasn't Monday Nitro, it was...
Thunder!
Might have been Monday Nitro on a Friday night, but yeah. Goldberg was my favourite, and I've got the WCW NWO Revenge game on the N64.
Wow!
And I've always Goldberg on that.
See, the thing was, right, I remember when it was on, when WCW was on the TNT. I remember them times when it was on TNT, and talking of TNT, it's a nice segue, you know what I mean, to the thing there. What you call it, AEW, the All Elite joint.
Yeah, they've finally got the TV deal.
They've got the TV deal, TNT. I don't think Ted Turner's owning the shit now. I don't know if he still gets money off it. He's an 80-year-old man, but imagine AEW's on the TNT, right? He must be smiling. He must be grinning from ear to ear. He must be thinking, yes, before we drop down and dead, I've got another crack of defeating Vincent Kennedy.
Talk about Vincent Kennedy at some point, because the reports how, literally, all the creative have got all these ideas, and, everyone's tried to talk to Vince, and Vince just shutting everyone down, and, Triple H is backstage really frustrated. They've tried to talk to him. Shane's tried to talk to him. Stephanie's tried to talk to him. Triple's tried to talk to him. And, literally, it's then, all the creative guys are really, really good, just all their ideas get shut down. So I'm not sure how much truth there is in that, but if that's the case, it's a damn shame, because you've got some fantastic minds there. It seems like they're just being held down by Vincent Kennedy's just ignorance and...
Yeah.
I'm Vince McMahon, damn it.
I mean, the thing is, Vincent Kennedy's been like that from the beginning of time, though. He's been like that from the beginning of time. I don't know, man. It takes a Patterson to convince him. You know what I mean? I mention that name because... The story behind the Royal Rumble, right? Vincent Kennedy didn't even like that idea, and somehow, some way, Pat Patterson got through. He's the only man. Yeah, right. And all there's a few other things that back in the day, and Vincent Kennedy wasn't feeling, and somehow Pat Patterson got through. In my opinion, Pat Patterson is the key. It's good to talk about Pat Patterson now while Shannon's not here.
Yeah.
So we can get a meaningful conversation over the BDSIR network airwaves. You know what I mean? That's what that is, man. To me, it's down to Pat Patterson. He's still with us. I don't know if he's still behind the scenes or what. I don't know. But Pat Patterson, on the off chance you listen to this podcast, talk to your boy, man. Talk to your brethren, because... This AEW, I've seen Cody Rhodes' promo, okay? I was put onto it. And Cody Rhodes is talking about he's going to kill the Attitude Era and this, that, and the third. And Grant says, good luck, Cody. Wishing you the best of luck. You know why, Cody? Because you're about to jump off this AEW shit. And you got motherfuckers talking about, let's bring back the Attitude Era. So the Grant says, are you really trying to kill that era?
Oh yeah,
because AEW's coming out, they think they're gonna go directly head to head with the WWE. You know what I mean? If they're going directly head to head, they put their show on exactly the same time as Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDowns when it goes on Fox. You know what I mean? That's what that is, man. That's direct.
It's not gonna happen overnight, is it? They're not gonna immediately just start trying to go toe to toe and have another Monday Night War.
Nah, man.
It's not gonna happen like that.
I don't think it's gonna happen at all. I think AEW is just gonna do their thing. WWE is gonna do their thing, and that's that. And that competition will kind of go kind of that way, ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you haven't got to turn the station anymore. You know what I mean? Because you can watch one and take the other now. In this day and age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You ain't gonna go through the pain of turning the station, or you ain't gonna do all that right now in this big old digital world that we live in now. Shit has changed, man. Come on, son. Those days of taking a VHS tape and putting out in the video to tape one of the shows, those days are over, man. Shit. WWE Network, all sorts of shit. Come on, son. You know what I mean? I feel sorry for the Americans as well, the Americans and the Canadians. From what I understand, they're going to pay $50 for their pay-per-view, the AEW shit, the double or nothing. I checked it out for us, ITV box office. £14.95 and not a penny more.
That's a 15 quid, that's alright.
Now, the Glad said, serial killer, are you going to purchase this pay-per-view?
I'm not, no. But I think when I start doing a weekly show and I'm able to actually view some of it and I have a better understanding of who's on the roster, et cetera, then if I get into it, then, you know, maybe. Or, maybe you mean Shaz can put our two fit in together and watch it at mine. Or
Yeah, word up, man. I mean, I'm broke as it is right now, man. I'm actually broke, you know what I mean? I'm actually...
I'm actually blessed that I'm still online, to be honest. I just hope Virgin Media doesn't hear me too loudly. You know what I mean? But that's that. Because I'm already going into Money in the Bank, not prepared to watch it. Because I feel that Virgin Media going to pull the plug on me by that time. Which will pose problem for Game of Thrones as well. But I've got a master plan as far as Game of Thrones. Because my fat mate's into Game of Thrones. And we love the Game of Thrones. This episode just gone. It's like, ooh. It's kind of controversial, to say the least. You know what I mean? But that's the... Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I've never watched one episode. But I've been told that because I like Lord of the Rings, I would definitely like...
Game of Thrones.
So it's that thing of like... At some point, I'm going to have to start watching it just because... Everyone's probably the exact same thing that I will definitely enjoy.
Well, to put it in simple terms, Game of Thrones is basically Lord of the Rings, but with 10 times more violence and 10 times more nudity.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's basically the same thing, but with extra sex and violence and dirty language. But it's all good, man. The story's brilliant and everything. I'll call myself a casual fan of it because I've never watched every single episode. But I came in halfway. You know what I mean? I came in halfway and I got hooked. You know what I mean? It was just like that. So like, and then I've seen the very first episode. And I've watched them sporadically, but like lately, like the later seasons, I've been watching every single episode. But yeah, man, I am working on a master plan to at least watch the Game of Thrones anyway, man. You know what I mean? Because it's the season finale. Well, it's the whole thing finale, the last episode, and it comes on at the same time as Money in Our Bank. You know what I mean? And boy, that's a lovely thing on top, man. That, you know, people, you know what I mean? People want to make up noise about ratings and all sorts of shit. But anyway, enough of the Game of Thrones, and good luck to anyone who attempts to kill Daenerys. It would be a real shame, but just let's remember, people, Game of Thrones is fake. It doesn't really exist, and Daenerys, real life, she's fine, and you ain't got nothing to worry about. There you go. You know what I mean? So don't worry if a big ass sword goes through her stomach. Don't worry, she's still alive. Now! Let's keep it moving, man. Right. So, we've spoke briefly about Super Showdown, the AEW, and all that stuff. We've got 11 matches on this Money in Our Bank thing. We've also give our best wishes to the man called Ric Flair. And we've done it all while Shad is not here. Now, let's move on to the next segment. MVP of the week. Actually, no. I think we've got enough time for you. I know, Serial Killer, off the grid, you did want to address a little thing about the last week's wrestling. I felt like this week's wrestling was better.
Yeah, it was better. Last week, I think it was very, very poor in every single way.
Yeah. I want to hear your thoughts on it, man, because... Me and Shad was talking about it. We thought it was funny in places, and as long as it made me laugh, I was okay with it. I was okay. Not the best, but not the greatest Raw ever either. You know what I mean? So.
Oh no, I thought it was very poor. I mean, it's almost approaching sort of two autumns ago, and it just got absolutely tragic. You know, when it was that dark period where it was almost unwatchable every week for about 2 months.
Wow.
It's really, really bad. It's just a massive backwards step in everything they've done lately, in terms of characters, storylines, good matches. There's a lot of really bad stuff going on, but this week has definitely shown a recovery. SmackDown more so than Raw, but there's still good bits. Hopefully it's just a blip. There's far too much talent on that roster. I think one of my main gripes for the whole wild card thing, like Vince comes out, it just smacked of desperation bringing this wild card rule, and then within about half an hour of him introducing the wild card rule, they're changing their mind again because they go from 3 to 4, and it just smacked of Vince has not thought this through. It's the sort of thing where he's thought about it, he's got through the curtain, then not thought it through at all, and then just thought, yeah, we're going to do this, and it just smacked of desperation to me of him just going, ah shit, it's all going wrong, I need to do something, whereas what he needs to do is let the creative writers do creative writing, listen to the fans, and let the performers go out and do what they wanted to do.
Because, I mean, that's
fantastic, what... Fantastic example for me look at New Day, gave them the creative keys, as you put it.
Yep.
You know, 4 years later, still relevant, still cool.
Yeah, and who would have thought it would have...
Example of it.
Who would have thought it would have got that far with the New Day, you know what I mean, with Kofi Kingston as World Wrestling Federation champion?
Exactly. I mean, that's a fantastic example of just leave it alone, let people do what they want to do, and see how it goes from there. You know, you just need to trust people sometimes. If it don't work, it don't work. But people aren't perfect. It's not going to always be, you know, fantastic time after time.
I'm not so close, Matt Sucker.
Yo, this ain't no revival moment, man. This ain't no revival moment. Okay, welcome to the show, Shad. Serial Killer, you know, I mean, you talk about your gripes about last week's wrestling. Real quick, revival and the Usos, where do you stand on that? I found it, I thought it was funny personally. I was in tears.
It's not what I want to be watched. Look, it's by itself, yeah, it's quite funny. But it's not what should be hitting up on Monday Night Raw. I mean, we're trying to take the revival seriously as a legit, really good tag team, and you're there, but giving them, like, itchy, burny powder in their pants. I mean, come on. Like, if we're trying to really establish them as a really legit, tough tag team, this is not what you should be doing. If you did it to, like, Wack Ryder and Luther Hawkins, then yeah, that's funny, because you don't give a shit about them anyway.
Yeah.
But Revival, like, look how over they were in NXT. Look how good they are. I mean, come on, Vince. Come on.
Oh, man.
It's like the little childish bit of him that thinks it's hilarious. Like,
It's a sad state of affairs, but I know I looked at it on a perspective where I thought fans are a bit too serious about that, but I just thought it was funny, because maybe that is the point, that these guys want to be taken seriously. Their revival, their fists, and, you know what I mean, they're all fists, and no, you know what I mean, they don't mess around, basically, and the Usos take the piss out of them. And if you replace the Usos with D-Generation X, for example, if D-Generation X did the same thing to Revival, would we have gave a fuck? We would have found that shit funny. Because it's D-Generation X. That's the perspective I saw, because D-Generation X, they don't care who you are. You could be the Revival, you could be Edge and Randy Orton, you could be the McMahons, you could be the Spirit Squad, you could be Undertaker and Kane, but this is what D-Generation X do. But because it was the Usos and the Revival, I don't know if that's the reason why fans was like, no. Because even the Usos are not exactly known for putting pranks like that either, to be fair.
No, it's just like, I'm turning them into a comedy act as well. It's just not what you want. I mean, I'd love to see a proper feud. Like, think of the matches those two teams could have.
Well, here's the thing. That's just it. You know what I mean? Jokes aside, I think Revival and Usos are going to knock it out of the park. It kind of made my head scratch, but at the same time, I thought, alright then, cool, I get it. When they announced that on the pre-show, the Usos are fighting Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan. And the record skipped for me. I was like, hey? I was like, oh, okay. They want to get Daniel Bryan on, you know what I mean? Daniel Bryan and Rowan on the show somehow. You know what I mean? Because it'd be like, fans would be like, no, man, big money in the bank because it's not Daniel Bryan. Someone's going to get this. I've been saying it from last year when they put the brands together for the pay-per-view. You know what I mean? Someone's going to get this. There's so many talent, so much talent there. Someone's going to get this off the pay-per-view. That's just how it goes. And Daniel Bryan nearly got this.
Exactly. That's a problem. But enough talking about last week. I think this week is getting better.
Yeah.
MVP of the week is Becky Lynch. I mean, have you guys been checking her Twitter out this week? It's been absolutely hilarious.
Well, I'd love to check out other things besides her Twitter, but Seth Rollins is our representative.
our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior, Seth Rollins, the Beast Slayer, and now he's slaying that buzzard!
Oh,
Becky Lynch.
I'm so jealous. It's not fair. He's like ridiculously athletic and has Becky Lynch. What a knob. Anyway, that's getting away from the point. I don't know if you guys have been checking the Twitter out this week, but she, there's been a lot of thirst out there for her mom.
Oh my God! Yes.
Shad, have you not seen it?
Shad, are you serious right now?
Hilarious.
Are you serious?
You need to check it out. She's been dissing Dan Edge, Beth Phoenix, which is quite funny. Edge responded, and then I think Becky Lynch put up a post with a picture of her mom. And Big E responded with, "I would learn to become a cycling class instructor and offer Mama Lynch free classes just in hopes of seeing her post-workout glisten."
I've not seen that tweet, but I didn't know what it was on about. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was on about.
Then, I think basically, I don't know, saying something about, I didn't catch the start of it, but basically, Big E was hitting on her. And the Becky Lynch responded saying, "My mom's just said if she can just install pedals on you, she's willing to risk it all." And Big E responded with, like, "Oh, she's trying to ride." And Becky's like, "I'm just telling you, I better not end up being called Beck E. Langston after all of this."
And for that reason, I'm naming Big E as my MVP of the week. Big E.
Oh, yeah, because he then responded to Becky, "I'm really sorry. P.S. Let her know I can have some time off and I can be in Dublin by tomorrow." And Becky responded with, "She's seen a gif of you doing the split since she's already paid your airfare." it's just been incredible. Becky and Big E on Twitter this week have been incredible.
Becky Langston.
And it's just laying into Beth Phoenix and Edge and Charlotte and Lacey Evans. She's just laid into everyone this week and been really funny doing it. So for me, she gets MVP. She's really cracked me up.
I'm glad you're giving that MVP of the week in Wardle's absence.
Yeah.
Serious, nah. Yeah, man, that's a good pick right there. Yeah, man, especially for Becky when she was the contract signing with Lacey and Charlotte, and she killed me by when she goes, "One of you, you're gonna lose on your first title match attempt. And the other one's going to lose on a millionth one." I was like, "Oh, shit, Becky, stop it." Call them twin sisters and all sorts, you know. I was like, "Oh, shit, Becky, man. Becky's on fire." So, yeah, man, Becky's a good pick. Big E is mine because, matter of fact, my getting a chair award is to do with Big E as well. Well, Big E's my MVP, not just because of the hitting on Becky's moms, right? But also, I think he's responding to the media, you know what I mean? And you know, Big E has been around Xavier and Kofi Kingston long enough. And the media's asking him, yo, when you're coming back to the ring after the injury? Man's talking about 2021 or 2022. And I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? A part of me's thinking Big E's taking the piss on purpose.
Oh, of course he is. I mean, it's a big injury. He's probably not going to be back until maybe... I'd say Survivor Series is the most... Maybe the earliest sort of time, because the torn meniscus is a bad injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be out a while.
Yeah. He's gonna be out the game a while, right? And man talks about 2022, you know. So I think that's Big E's way of saying, well, I'll get back to the ring when I'm ready, okay? And that's that. Stop asking me questions, because I know there's some wrestlers out there that don't like that shit, man. Word up, man. You know what I mean? Like, stop asking me questions, man, about when I'm coming back, man. And top your nice. I'll get to my getting a chair award in a bit, man, because that's to do with Big E. Shat, who's your MVP of the week?
Right, MVP. I can't really think of a good one, so, but I will give it to someone I like, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn! Sami Zayn is a good pick. Sami Zayn is a good pick. Replaced Braun Strowman in the Money in the Bank match now. Which made me think, okay, this is good. This could be going. I've got an idea where this could be going. All right,
Braun's
then.
Braun's gonna come down and just fuck everyone up. That's where this is going. Braun's gonna come down and just thump people.
Maybe, but then to look at it, I thought, hold on a second. Braun Strowman is this monster among men, right? He's a monster among men, and Bray Wyatt with his family Firefly funhouse thing, right? And he shows his secret, his true self, and I was like, fuck, what? And I thought,
that got dark, man.
I know, yeah, that was next level shit, that was. You know what I mean? It was all part of the plan. You know what I mean? And it caught, and I ain't gonna lie, man, it caught me off. You know what I mean? Because
nah, when watch his promo last week. There's like a brief, like 2 or 3 seconds where he does that stare into the camera. I was like, he's gonna turn evil again. I'm just waiting for him to turn evil again. And then lo and behold, evilness, fucking creepy ass masks, flat out evilness. He's coming back in a big way. I tweeted last week when, right towards the end, he just, there's a bit of a dark stare into the camera, and I'm like, yeah, his evilness is going to come out anytime now.
Oh.
It's coming.
Oh my goodness, that was a wild shit. Right, so, okay then, Bray. Well, Grant says, you better, and I mean you better, get the creative keys, man, because, boy, AEW is on the horizon now, right, and you need to take your character to new heights. You know what I mean? Get people afraid of you. You know what I mean? God, boy. Undertaker appears every now and then and people are still afraid of him. What the hell is this shit? Man's got his own Instagram, serial killer. And he's got his own Twitter. Undertaker tweets now. You know what I mean? Come on, son. My man comes out over here for bloody talks. The man's pretty much, he's a man of the Lord now, he's a man of God now, these days. Come on, son.
He uses emojis as well, Taker.
What, he uses emojis? What's here? Shit is crazy, dog. Yeah, but Sami Zayn, back to the whole shit. Sami Zayn is a good pick. He found himself in the Money in Our Bank. Any other reasons, Chad?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, with his awful dancing. And falling on the floor and shit. Oh, shit, man. Sami Zayn, he's a funny dude, man. That's cool. All right, then. Bitch of the week. Oh, God, I might have to go last on this one because I thought I had my bitch of the week. And now it's gone out of my mind. I wonder if you guys can give me any ideas. Serial killer, bitch of the week.
Bitch of the week. Oh, that's tough. Bitch of the week.
I got mine.
Apollo Crews, man, losing to fucking Mojo Rawley. That's tough.
It's funny you say that because I named Mojo Rawley as my bitch of the week.
I'll go for Apollo if he lost to Mojo Rawley. He's doing Mojo Rawley because he's flat out awful, but then if you've lost the guy's flat out awful, then it's just sad, isn't it?
Well, Apollo Crews, he kind of faked a knee injury in a match to try and make Mojo Rawley look strong. And that to me just doesn't fly with me. You know what I mean? It just doesn't fly. You mean to tell me Mojo Rawley has to brook up a guy whose leg was quote mash up unquote in the ring? Come on, son. You're supposed to be Mojo Rawley, you're supposed to come back as a big, big character, looking in the mirror and shit, you know what I mean? And you beat up a half crippled man. Nah. And what is that stupidness on your face? What did he put felt tip pen on his face? What the hell was that? Mojo Rawley, bitch! Shad, have you got a bitch of the week?
Both of them are good, so both of them should always be the one.
Yeah.
Well, if you like, I'm gonna go with Mojo still. Just look at the way he's dressed as well, man. He's dressed like an idiot, man.
Look at the way he's dressed.
With the most character or something, I don't know.
Oh, what is this, man?
Big man, wardrobe, we can all go together. The Lion, the Witch, and the Rawley.
Oh, man. WWE, just get rid of him already!
Yeah, definitely.
Get rid of him! Shit! You mean to tell me I had to watch Mojo Rawley look whack beating up Apollo Crews and I couldn't see Shinsuke Nakamura? I'm getting a headache already just thinking about it. Oh shit! Real quick before we get into the predictions, then I'm not gonna make this long. Getting a chair award, as I said, was related to Big E, right? And his name goes to he's won this before actually, Superstar Billy Graham.
Oh no, again, what's he done now?
Again, and I don't know if I should have known this before, but now I'm starting to pull the race card on this one, right? Because...
What's Billy Graham done now?
What did he do? You see,
what did he do?
Big E, you know what I mean? He's saying to the media that he'll be back in the ring, like, say, 2021, 2022, right? So clearly, because we know Big E, we know how he stays. So all of us, when we heard that, the three of us, if the three of us thought instantly, oh, Big E's taking a piss, right? How come Superstar Billy Graham takes this shit seriously and is like, I looked it up. An injury like that only takes 6 months to heal. Oh, Big E's lying to us. He's lying. I don't want to see him back in the ring. I don't care about Big E. I don't give a fuck. I won't miss him. I don't care.
Superstar Billy Graham trying to be relevant and shit.
I'll give you a minute and a half of fame. Superstar Billy Graham. Leave it alone, man. Leave it alone. You don't know Big E, okay? You don't know the man takes the piss all day long.
Maybe it's just the old CR. Maybe it's just losing his brain.
Oh, dear. You know, Big E said 2021, 2022. At that point, and be honest with me, guys, did you research and find out how long it will take, the actual take, for an injury like that to heal?
No, but I'm aware it's a sort of 6 to 9 month job, depending on, you know, access to facilities and physios and stuff like that. So it'll be back by Survivor Series, I reckon.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, if I saw that tweet, I'd be like, oh, obviously it's just taking the piss of it.
Well, that's what Mia said. I mean, I know if I'm a World Wrestling Federation superstar and I got injured. I mean, I don't know how y'all see, but I want my recovery time to be quick because I love this man. Do you think y'all could sit there for years and years and years watching people like wrestle? Well, unless my name's TJ. You know what I mean? I mean, TJ, he boxed Natalya out of the way just to get to Cesaro. Natalya wearing lingerie and she, Victoria's Secret, according to Shan, and DJ says, move out of my way, man. I'm trying to see Cesaro. Cesaro's on the telly. The bar. I've got a big bar for Cesaro. Come on, son.
That's not right.
Don't touch that off, Mike.
No, sir. Superstar Billy Graham, you are a damn fool, okay?
Get your chair.
You damn off. And don't mess up with welcome out your mouth. You talk bad about Kofi Kingston, you talk bad about Big E. Leave them alone, man, it doesn't concern you. You jealous old senile motherfucker. Tedious old nearly dead. Go to that room over there and shut up and eat your dinner. Now, let's move on to Money in Out of Bank predictions, man. Hope you guys ready.
Ready?
Shad, you ready? You're ready.
Hey, what you say? Get this
11 matches, you know. 11 matches I have here. Yep. Jesus. Two of them on a pre-show. We got 9 matches. None of which include Asuka and Kairi Sane versus the Iconics, which I thought was going to happen.
You've given the belt to the Iconics and not done anything with it. Fucking Vince logic. Anyway, carry on.
Alright, so the kickoff show, you got the cruiserweight joint. Alright, Tony Nese, he's the champion, I guess, versus Aria Daivari. So, because, again, I don't follow 205 Live, I'll keep it short and sweet. Tony Nese, you have. From what I heard, Aria Daivari has recently turned evil. That's only Nese you've won, and that's that. Shaq, who you got?
I love Nese as well.
Nese as well. Max Shaq, who you got?
Nese as well.
Nese as well. Full house. Write it down. Write it down. Scorecard on deck.
Scorecard on deck.
Scorecard is on deck. Let's move on to the next.
Yeah, I'm literally sat here with the prediction pad. Don't you worry.
Very good. Very good. Next up on the kickoff match, which surprised me, the Uso brother are the challengers. Danny Bryan and Eric Rowan are your champions. Once again, Usos, I love you guys. I got your t-shirt. Jimmy Uso, I respect the hell out of you for obvious reasons. Not jealous of you. Well, I am a little bit, but I respect the hell out of you. But Daniel Bryan and Rowan, they've got big plans. They're probably going to change those titles into hemp or whatever it is. So, Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan, you have won this match. Serial killer?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with it. Otherwise, you know, they've literally just handed them the title 10 days ago.
Yeah.
They're not going to suddenly take it off them again. That
quickly. Nope. Not at all. Shad?
Yeah, it's D. Bryan, isn't
it? D. Bryan and Eric Rowan, yeah. Because, you know what I noticed as well? I noticed they came on SmackDown and they didn't have the titles on them. So they're changing them up right now as we speak. And they're probably going to unleash them at the pay-per-view or something like that. You know what I mean? So that's how that's going. As we enter the main card. Shout out to Bruce Forsyth each and every time. Right? And if I'm a betting man, I think that they'll put Sexy Lynch on first against Lacey Evans, sexy ass, World Wrestling Federation Raw Women's title. Yo, Lacey's my new mistress, you know. Charlotte has to stand over there and watch. Lacey has got it going on. But Lacey, you're going to lose. You're going to put on a wicked showing. There's no doubts. She's going to go in, man. Lacey's going to go in. I'll be like, wow. You know what I mean? For the people who don't know Lacey Evans, she's going to go in and Becky Lynch will be like, Lord have mercy, what going here? The man will win this match and then Lacey Evans, she won't like it, and then she'll box down Becky with the woman's right after the match. And that will kind of fuck her up going to the next title match. Shad, who you got?
Becky should win this one. She can't lose the first match, surely.
Nah.
She might be...
Not at all, man, not at all. So,
first defense of the title?
Yeah, first defense of the title.
First defense.
Not usually. Okay, to Becky's husband who got away. Who's won this match?
Becky Lynch has won this one. I think it's a bit soon for Lacey Evans, but for definite she's been really impressive, and I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of her over the next few years, and hopefully on top of the card with the likes of Charlotte, with the likes of Becky. I think they've unearthed a really good gem, so hopefully she's with the company for a long course.
Shout out to Bob Warman from Central News. Lacey Evans had him in a headlock on Central News the other day. You know what I mean?
Really?
Seriously, yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, it's on YouTube somewhere, man. You know what I mean? She ended up, Lacey Evans found herself on Central News talking to Bob Warman.
No way. Well, she's been military police, so she knows what she's doing.
Hell yeah.
Knows what she's doing.
Yeah, man. My mom was like, Lord Jesus, please, don't kill me. Don't kill me, Lord Jesus Christ. All right, as we enter the next match right here, Rey Mysterio is the challenger. Samoa Joe is the champion. World Wrestling Federation, United States Championship. Yeah. Rey Mysterio, you ain't gonna win, man. Something to do with Dominic, and that will be your downfall. Samoa Joe gonna win. That's how it's going. Shad?
What does Dominic cost Samoa?
Oh,
we don't know.
Ooh. Ooh, that is a thought. That is a thought no one's thought of. Like, Dominic actually baited it up for Samoa. Imagine that. Hey, that would be cool. Yo, that would be cool, you know. You know what I mean? If, like, Dominic did a wrestling move. It doesn't matter. It could even be, like, a normal basic slam. You know what I mean? A basic slam heard around the world. It'd be like, oh, shit. Also, that's why Dominic's hanging around WWE these days. He's training to be a wrestler himself. Would not surprise me one bit.
It's interesting to see what comes of it. Cause he's there for a reason, like you and Shadow both said. So it's just interesting to find out what that reason is going to be.
It's all about Dominic.
Yeah, man. The fate is in Dominic's hands. That's a good way of thinking, Shad. So you're saying Rey Mysterio's going to win with the help of Dominic?
I am indeed.
Whoa! Imagine, yo. The thing is, that's believable as well. That's believable. That makes sense. Okay. Serial killer. Add on.
You're not going to change your mind, are you, Mike?
No. I'm remaining with Samoa Joe. All day.
I'm working with Samoa Joe. I think Joe wins. But I can definitely see where Shad's coming from.
Yeah, I like his idea. I
definitely see it. And like, it's one of those things, Shad says something intelligent, and the more you think about it, the more you go, yeah, it could actually happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, maybe.
It's within WWE's PG boundaries. It counts.
Even as well, hasn't he? In what, 8 seconds?
Yeah, he was injured though, wasn't he, Mania? That was just to protect Mysterio, I think.
So we'll be doing this to him, Ray's gonna look like a loser.
It doesn't matter so much. Look at the size difference though. Mysterio ain't realistically gonna beat Samoa Joe, is it? There's no shame losing to Samoa Joe.
Not at all.
Well,
it's not like he's Barry Horowitz, basically.
Not at all, but beating Samoa Joe is also costly as well. If you beat Samoa Joe, you best run for the hills.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm starting to see, man. I really believe it now. Right, Ray's gonna win.
I like the idea a lot, man. Rey Mysterio, but I've got to stick to my guns, right? I promise, Serial Killer, I won't let you cross out my prediction and make the scorecard look messy and all that shit. You know what I mean? I'll try and behave, you get me? So, before we move on to the next match, what are the scores looking like so far, Serial Killer? Who's leading the pack?
I knew you were gonna ask me this.
Well, it has to be done, man, because why? I don't know.
They won't get the whole thing as any scores.
I've got the scores from Mania, but I don't know if I'm... Problem is I'm running two pads. I had to run a big pad for Mania because we had, like, 17 flipping matches Yeah, and that. I've got the Mania scores, but I haven't... I can't remember. I've got my other pad, like, on my bookcase.
Okay.
So I can get it all together for next week, post Money in the Bank, but I can't remember off the top of my head. All I know is it's really close, like all four of us, it's really close. There's no sort of like person winning by a mile or losing by a mile. So after Money in the Bank, I'll do updated scores, but it's neck and neck at the minute, and we're approaching like a third, just over a third distance now.
Okay. Okay, and someone ought to check on Joe as well, because I think she's quietly handed in her card.
Yeah, I'll drop Joe a message at some point. Yeah, she's doing.
Which one was Joe?
can't say that, Shad. Which one was Joe?
Don't give me...
Anyone heard about Richard?
Yes, we talked about him earlier, and once again, I'm nervous. I am nervous, Shad, and yes, Joe is missing, and I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh, shit, yeah, we haven't seen Joe and Eric Flair's in a hospital.
I know.
That's a horrible coincidence.
Is that a Joe incident?
Oh God, no! Please, no! No! Stop that! Let's move on to the next match. You know what I mean? Oh shit! The women's joint, the women's Money in Our Bank. Right. This is gonna be an interesting one, you know. Still, the participants. Naomi, Dana Brooke, Bayley, Natalia, Alexa Bliss was in it, but now she's been taken out because she's not cleared to fight. Sorry. Ember Moon, Carmella, and Mandy Rose. We need a suitable replacement for Alexa Bliss. Alright, that's the first part, and then the second part is who's going to win. Right, now my replacement for Alexa Bliss, well, Nikki Cross. Why not, man? Get in there, girl. Do your thing. The only thing I'm a bit shaky on is Nikki Cross. They made you a bit like normal and shit. You came to England looking like normal. What happened to your? I want to play. What happened to the insane Nikki Cross? What happened to the sanity, Nikki? Oh. But Nikki Cross, get in there. That's my pick. Serial killer. Who's replacing Alexa Bliss in this match?
Probably Nikki Cross, but I think this is the most open match of the night.
I agree.
I even looked at the bookies earlier at Lunchtime, and like, there's no clear favourite at all. Like, no one's. Like, everyone's roughly the same. What is wrong with Alexa Bliss? Like, we've barely seen her in the ring for 6 months. Like,
she hasn't been the same since she had a concussion.
Concussion issues.
Oh, who gave her the concussion? How did she get the concussion at the
start? It might have been Miss Rousey, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully she gets everything sorted out. It'd be a shame to lose off the roster. I don't know, it's just such a super, super tough match to call. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Ember Moon.
See, now Ember Moon is the one I want to win. Keyword, want to win. In other words, Shad, who I'm backing. Okay.
Already in the backing show now.
Yeah.
The backing show.
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to go Ember Moon.
Ember Moon.
Is it with the replacements?
Shout outs to Callum Patterson of Smack Talk Center. I saw it there. He was the one who says Sasha Banks gonna come in, and he originally said take out one of the girls that's in it already, like Dana Brooke or something like that, and then, you know, turn evil in the process and get that briefcase. So Sasha Banks is a good shout as well, but Alexa Bliss is already injured or mashup, so there's probably no need for that. And for Drew, Sasha Banks could well take that place. But, Shad, is Sasha Banks your replacement?
No, like I said, to set it up to be Nikki Cross on the roster win, so...
So you got...
Nikki Cross going to win. Okay, writing that down.
Hang on, you got for Nikki Cross to replace and win?
I don't know, you asked me who did it, I don't know.
He's done it again, people. And just to remind you, Naomi, Dana Brooke, Bayley, Natalia, it was Alexa Bliss, Ember Moon, Carmella, and Mandy Rose.
Yeah,
Those are your eights.
I think that's the logical Mandy to win
and Nikki Cross to replace.
Yes.
And that's what I'm going for as well, Serial Killer. I'm going for Nikki Cross to replace and Mandy to win.
Okay. One sec.
Also, the person who wins this match could leave as a champion. That's what I'm gonna go with.
I have a difference of opinion on that, but I'll get to that later.
We'll see.
I have a difference of opinion. Okay. So you got everybody there, yeah, Matt?
Yep, written all down. We're good.
Very good. The Miz versus Shane McMahon. It's a steel cage match.
You never announced his name properly.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. You know, Wardle will have my head. You know what I mean? Wardle will have my head. Let me do this correctly. Introducing to you the best in the world, Shane McMahon. How about that? Not good enough?
I'm impressed, man.
It's
every
time.
Shame it, man. Oh, shit, man. You know what?
I'll go first.
Oh, sorry. You go first, man. Go first.
It's got to be the end of the Shane character, man. I think Miz is going to kick his ass. I'm not sure it pained me to see Shane going to get the victory.
Yeah, I completely agree with Shaz. Shane won at Mania. So Miz is going to win this one, like, convincingly. Shane's going to go for a coast-to-coast off the cage and miss. And, lose. Nice and simple. Probably, like, shatter his spine in the process. Shatters, it's probably the end of the Shane McMahon character. I think it's just the end of Shane McMahon. He's going to go for something stupid and his going to shatter.
Okay, so you're both going for the Miz, right?
Yeah.
Initially, going into this match, I had Shane winning because of his unlimited resources. You know what I mean? He's got Bobby working for him now, Bobby Lashley, that is. He's got Elias working for him. He's got the B team working for him. I think he's got a few more people working for him. You know what I mean? He's got his unlimited resources. But every week, I've been watching, and every time the Miz tries to get his hands on him, he gets away. You know what I mean? Miz was still chairing hand and all that, and tries to chase him all over the block. And Shane always gets away in a limo, gets away, shuffles away, Muhammad Ali style. He's always getting away. And because of that, Shane McMahon, you're going to lose. Definitely. Miz, it's a full house. Miz, you're going to win this match. Sorry, Shane, I had you winning. Matter of fact, Shane will use his unlimited resources, but it will somehow, miraculously, go wrong. That's how it's going, man. Word up, man. Right. Let's move on to the next match, shall we? Yes?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go again. Who wants to walk with Elias versus Double R, Roman Reigns? Triple R, Roman Reigns kicks Remission's ass. No, he's actually in Remission, which is good. All right, it's just a normal match. Nothing to lose on either side. Serial Killer, you want to go in?
It's a pay-per-view, so Roman Reigns is going to win, isn't he? Let's be brutally honest. Roman Reigns doesn't lose pay-per-view matches, and he certainly is going to lose to Elias. So Roman all the way, and then he'll move on to bigger and better things, won't he? This isn't a long-term feud.
I think it's one of them where Elias is going to go in against Roman. You know what I mean? He's going to go in, give him that, you know, Robert's going to give him that, you know, that main event taste, you know what I mean, of things to come over the next coming months, maybe years. You know what I mean? If Elias keeps going the way he's going. So that's what that is, man. Elias, you're gonna lose, but sorry, God. You know what I mean? No shame in losing to Double R, the man who holds down the yard. Get me? So that's how that goes, man. Roman Reigns, you gonna win. And shut.
What could be hell no.
He ain't gonna win.
Rough night all day. On his road to recovery. On his road to being the champion. At some point. I don't know where having the booking him, so to speak, right about now, keeping him away from the title. But I still hear the news creeping in.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I'm hearing them too still. I'm hearing them too, and it doesn't help when you bring out this wild card rule. I thought they put Roman Reigns on SmackDown to set up for the Fox Network when they start up. So when Fox start now, you got Roman Reigns already there representing. You know what I mean? You're bringing wild card rule, right? And Roman Reigns comes on one week, and then he comes on the week after, straight after. And I'm there thinking to myself, ain't this wild card rule? Can you have like 3 or 4 random peoples from the other brand come on, and not the same peoples every week? You know what I mean, right? And I saw Roman Reigns on Raw twice in a row, and that to me was worrying. I thought, hang on.
Giving him the John Cena treatment of he can just do whatever he wants. This is why we booed him in the first place. Just leave him on one show and stop putting him on both screens in the main event picture on both shows. This is why it went wrong in the first place.
Yeah. The shoving down the throat business, man. You know what I mean? As soon as I saw Roman Reigns come on the second week in a row, I thought, uh-oh. And I love Roman Reigns, man. You know what I mean? I love, dude. I'm like, yo, Vince, don't overdo it. Just because he beat the cancer shit, don't overdo it. Let Roman Reigns do his thing on the SmackDown. If he comes on a Raw, cool. But let him come on Raw another time. You know what I mean? Don't make him come on twice in a row. Oh dear. Okay. Cool. Have we've all put in our predictions for that one, yeah?
Yeah, listen, the only matches where we haven't got full house is Joe Mysterio and the Money in the Bank women's match. 5 out of 7 we've gone full house.
5 out of 7. You know what it is? Because it's the first pay-per-view after WrestleMania, you see, and on top. Most of them haven't defended their title like properly like since then, so a lot of these are title matches as well, which is why there's more full houses than others. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
even when they mentioned it's Money in the Bank, I was like, man, Money in the Bank so soon?
It is one of my favourite pay per views. I'll never forget the ladder match from 2 years ago. Where Kevin Owens just got wrecked for 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
The 25 minutes of Kevin Owens getting destroyed. But also the stare down between Nakamura and AJ Styles.
That was so wicked. That was so done.
What a really cool, natural moment that wasn't teased beforehand. It just happened.
That was so incredible, man. That was so done. That was so WrestleMania. But I don't want to talk about that because it would upset me. Right. Let's move on to the next match. Let's keep on the subject of Kevin Owens, though, shall we? Kevin Owens, the challenger. Kofi Kingston, the champion. World Wrestling Federation Championship. Right, wrestling fans. I'm starting to hear it again. Xavier Woods is gonna turn against Kofi. He's gonna turn here.
Right.
There's
not gonna be any turns until
Big
E's back at the earliest.
People
can shove that
idea
up their ass.
Thank you, serial killer. It's not gonna. Do you think Xavier's gonna turn, Shad?
Man.
Thank you.
Nothing will happen until Big E's back. Let's just finalise that one. Let's be sensible and let's move on.
Wrestling fans, let's be sensible here, right? And the number one reason, right, Xavier is never turning... Well, the number two reason why Xavier is never turning on Kofi right now is, for one, right, let's say he does. What happens then? What then? You know what I mean? Like, seriously, what then? Makes no sense. There's no real purpose to it. I do want better wrestling fans. If Xavier turns on Kofi now, write me a storyline. Write me the storyline concerning them two going forward. And I'll just laugh at your ass. The number one reason why Xavier is never turning right now on Kofi Kingston? Game of Thrones. Right? It's the truth. Game of Thrones. If you've got any sense, up, down, since Game of Thrones has started up and it's about to finish, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods in particular, and you've got Seth Rollins and Cesaro, the four of them are talking about Game of Thrones and reviewing it, right? Game of Thrones is on its finale, its final episode, the same time as Money in the Bank, okay? So how would it make sense for Xavier Woods to turn on Kofi, given that kayfabe is dead, right? And then a few days later, Kofi and Xavier Woods are talking about Game of Thrones final episode. Clap yourself in the head, please. That's just man. With that said, is it a full house that Kofi has won?
Yeah, it is for me. I mean, they're going to write this out for at least another couple of pay-per-views.
Ooh, okay. Okay, what are you saying? A rivalry between Kofi and Kevin?
Yeah, everything Kevin Owens does is entertaining. I don't think he'll be the one to take the belt off Kofi Kingston.
Oh, definitely not.
Saying that, I wouldn't mind if Kevin Owens won and then have a program with Roman Reigns. Because the Roman Reigns-Kevin Owens feud would be A, really fucking funny.
Yeah.
B, I think it'd be really intense, and I think you'd get the best of both worlds in terms of, you know, intense promos and funny promos and just really good matches.
See, here's the thing now, you know what I mean? Because Kofi Kingston is a champion, and it's hurting me already to anyone who Kofi faces. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want anyone to take the belt off Kofi. Like, I don't want Kofi to fight anyone no more kind of thing. You know what I mean? Kevin Owens, I'm okay with. But, like, say Kofi Kingston versus Roman Reigns, for example, that will break my heart. Or like what happened a few weeks ago, Kofi versus Shinsuke, that broke my heart. I was like, no, stop this madness. You know what I mean? Certain matches Kofi going up against now, it's breaking my heart. I'm like, no, man, this should not be happening because I like both guys. Simple as that, man. Heard up, man. But yeah, a feud? Yeah, man. Why not, man? Kevin Owens and Kofi Kingston. Why not, man? I could write to that. Cool. Have you got anything to add on this, Shad?
My ass, too. I think Kofi knows how for the title.
Very good, man. Very good. Kofi Kingston holding down the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Let's move on to the men's Money in Our Bank. Alright, this could be... You know what, I'm going to put this in two parts as well. Because I think we pretty much got a full house on who's gonna win Money in the Bank, but I'm gonna add a dark horse, if you will, that could possibly win it. Because you know WWE can just switch it just like that. The participants: Randall Orton, Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, Andrade Cien Almas, Drew McIntyre, and Baron Corbin. I'm not going through Baron Corbin's accolades because we've only got like a 90-minute show. We've got like less than 30 minutes left of this show. So, Serial Killer, your winner and your dark horse, please.
How do you mean by dark horse?
Anyone else other than the obvious winner? Well, in my opinion, the winner's obvious.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre's going to win for me. Dark horse, Andrade.
Just like that. Bingo. You've matched mine.
How you've got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because...
Right, great minds think alike.
I can see a case where everybody, apart from Randy Orton and Baron Corbin. No, hang on. Tell a lie. No. No, Randy Orton and Ricochet. Everyone's got a case apart from them two, in my opinion. Ricochet's just there to like dazzle or something like. Whoa! Oh
yeah.
Shit!
It's too soon on the main roster for Ricochet. Baron Corbin is a joke, but Randy Orton doesn't need it. But Balor, Zayn,
Andrade, Arlen,
and McIntyre. It's one of those, like, whoever
wins
the case, I'm not
going to
complain unless Baron Corbin's
got a huge fucking weight. But Baron Corbin's got a case? Yeah, in my opinion, he's got a case.
It's been shit for ages. He needs to fuck off and go away.
Nah, on a real, I honestly think Corbin's got a case. I beat Kurt Angle, therefore. So that's Corbin's case. Andrade's got a case because he's just a dad anyway, and I'm sure they're building him up to be something spectacular. Finn Balor's got a case because he never lost a title. Yes, he had his match against Brock Lesnar, but we all knew how that went down, right? Sami Zayn's got a case now because, boy, he's going on bad lately, and I really like what he's doing. Mustafa Ali goes back to WrestleMania. He was about to fight Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, reportedly, then he got injured. There's a case right there. Randall, waste of time. And Drew McIntyre just seems to be the obvious pick. It's just, like we said, Drew McIntyre from the very top of the year. From 2019 start, we said Drew McIntyre's gonna win this shit. Shad, your winner and dark horse.
Who's in it again?
You fucking troll, Shad. Fucking troll.
Gotcha.
Don't give me a joke, Shad.
Yeah, like, what? I'm never out from that. I'm trying to win the dark horse.
Yeah, Andrade's a good shout. I don't think
he's going to
win it
because
he's got the IC title.
I don't know if it's Sami Zayn and then maybe him and Kevin do some comedy things, whether it's pretend he's gonna cash in and keep your friends close, your enemies close, but even though my friends will do some comedy shit with it, pretend to cash in on him, and then Sammy will be like, no, I'm not gonna cash in on him.
Okay.
And then she does cash in. Can I see Kevin wins the title? My dark horse is Kevin Owens in that match, so the two dark horses win, then you get that scenario.
Hang on, you're saying Kevin Owens is gonna help Sami Zayn in the. That's what
you think. Yeah. Well, maybe the ruckus that Strowman causes, Sami Zayn is the one to get the best of it out of all of them.
See, I wouldn't put it past Lars Sullivan to come in and teeth as well.
Is he in it?
He's not in it, but it wouldn't surprise me for him to appear and attack somebody for no reason, like a Finn Balor.
You remember the pre-show? I think this time.
Lars Sullivan ain't even on the pre-show, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'll sneak him in this time.
So you going for Sami Zayn as your dark horse?
Yes, I am, Sami Zayn.
All right. So is the four
Gideon's going to win it? I think me and Mike have gone for Drew.
Yeah, of course, Drew. McIntyre.
Drew.
Yeah, man.
Give it at it.
It just seems too obvious, man. Word up, man. Like, Drew is just. Word up, man. I'd be shocked if anyone other than Drew McIntyre won it. Seriously.
Yeah, me too.
Word up, man. Like, I can actually imagine it in my head, like, Drew McIntyre with the briefcase in his hand walking up and down that ramp and. With a purpose.
And it's Seth as well, or is it?
Yeah, or is it, yeah? You know what I mean? With this so-called wild card situation, you know what I mean? Who's to know? He could just drop on SmackDown and cash this check against Kofi. We don't know.
Or AJ, or KO.
Or AJ, or KO, for true. You know what I mean? He can run like that, man. We don't know. Word up, man. And don't forget, they've got a year to do this shit, man. So, you know what I mean? It could happen there and then, or it could happen months down the line. You know what I mean? I have to remind wrestling fans about that. You know, they've got a year to cash it to shit in, a full 365 days. So, You know what I mean? It ain't gonna be there and then. Doesn't have to be. Right. Sexy Lynch comes back in the ring. A bit bruised up or whatever. Fighting Charlotte for the World Wrestling Federation SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte at 100%. Sexy Lynch less than that. And Sexy Lynch for me is still gonna win the shit. She's still gonna defeat Charlotte. But here's my thing, Shad. Whoever wins the Women's Money in the Bank is going to attempt to cash in, but doesn't even get that far. Somehow, some way, she's going to get taken out or whatever, right? Before the bell rings or the announcer says, oh, so-and-so is going to cash in her Money in our bank. It's not going to get that far. She'll try it, but it won't get that far. Therefore, Becky Lynch, still your World Wrestling Federation SmackDown Women's Champion. That's where I'm going with it. Shad, let me hear what you have to say again.
You have too much to look at. Sonya Deville going to get involved somehow as well. I feel she plays a role in this as well.
So, I could write to that, man. So, this is based on if Mandy wins, that Sonya Deville tries to block up Becky or whatever, right? And then my girl cashes in. Well, or attempts to cash in, right? But for me, it doesn't get that far. So, come SmackDown or whatever, Mandy Rose or whoever has still got that briefcase. That's where I'm going with it. There'll be an attempt, but it won't even get that far.
Mm-hmm.
Now, serial killer, because Becky's your girl. Or your girl that Seth stole from you.
Becky Lynch is going to win this one again, but I think, like you say, she's going to be exhausted. I think someone's going to try and cash in. But I don't know how it's going to go down, but Becky's going to win. I'm just not sure what goes down, but I definitely think there's something going to happen afterwards, whether that's a return, someone new, or whether it's a cash-in, I don't know. But we all agreed on Becky winning this one as well.
Yeah, definitely. A mashed up, exhausted, destroyed Becky. But somehow still holds on to the two belts, even after the cash-in attempt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because here's my thing about the Money in the Bank cash-in. I want that briefcase to last. I want the Money in the Bank winner to save the moment. Like, he ain't gonna do it there and then.
I like what Mr. Kennedy did all those years ago. He's like, yep, I'm gonna win Money in the Bank and I'll cash it in at WrestleMania. Win Money in the Bank, he's like, okay, I'll tell you, I'm gonna cash it in and I'll main event WrestleMania. Obviously, he then went and just fucked it for himself while being a dick.
Yeah.
But I like that idea because he'd come out with like the countdown clock to have on the Titantron. You know, so many days to like world champion. I liked it. Like this, that's good. We've got, you know, it's going to carry on for a while and there's some proper investment in it and it makes it more important. And
I think
it gives it some sort of, not credibility, but just puts it more in the eye line, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think Daniel Bryan tried that same thing and then he switched it. I think Daniel Bryan said, I'm going to cash in my thing at WrestleMania or whatever. And then he suddenly cashed it in at TLC. And he was like, whoa, kind of thing. Like on some elements of surprise or some changes happened backstage or whatever. But yeah, man, yeah. I want people to savour that moment, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes savour it and not just squander it because the fans say so. You know what I mean? Because it really rolls me up, man, with fans. You know what I mean? Every single pay-per-view, oh, they're going to cash in, and it gets on my nerves. I'm like, come on, man. Savour the moment, man. Savour it. They've got a full year. Damn. That's how that goes, man. Finally, I'm surprised we got through this as quick as we did. Maybe because most of them are like, you know, full houses.
It feels relatively predictable, like you say. It's the first one after Mania's, first title defences. There's not as much up for debate as there normally would be.
Yeah, man.
But I think there'll be a big post Money in the Bank fallout in terms of who's got what and what's happened. I think that'll probably be a much longer show.
And then they'll be building to the next one, the Super Showdown! Which I already know I won't be watching because I'm gonna be in London when that comes around. Right. Shout out to Mike Knox for this one because what he said made me think, and because of that I'm sticking to it. Seth Rollins the champion, AJ Styles the challenger, World Wrestling Federation Universal Championship.
You know, this whole thing is too surreal for me, man. After everything that we've been through together, to be standing here with this around my waist, it doesn't get more surreal than that. I am the reigning, defending, fighting, undisputed, for this moment for a long time. AJ Styles is on Raw! I'm no different than you. I'm just like the WWE Universe. That's until I step in this ring. When I step through these ropes and I stand right here in front of you guys, I am phenomenal. Seth Rollins, I know we've been in two different worlds, but here we are right now in this very ring. So I'm going to give the WWE Universe what they've always wanted. It will be Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles for the Universal Championship. This here is all about my wife, my kids, the life that I live. Through the night, I was his. It was right when I did. My ups and downs, my slips, my falls, my trials and tribulations, my heart, my walls.
I've never faced anyone like me. I am stronger, I am faster, I am the most resilient superstar in the history of this company, and you don't know who you're messing with. When you get in the ring with me, you've now entered the world of AJ Styles. I am all around the best performer to ever step foot in a WWE ring. You're gonna find out how phenomenal I really am.
I've got two theories in my head, and it's thanks to a one Mike Knox. Because of that, I will go last. Shad, you will go first. Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, who has won this match?
This is a nice easy one. Nice easy one for Seth as well, to showcase his skills and show everybody why he's the best on the roster against maybe the second best.
Possibly match of the year contender as well. This is match of the year contender.
Hell yeah. The ingredients are there.
So I'll go with Seth. Good match.
Seth Rollins. Okay. Cool. Serial killer.
Same as Shad, it's a given that Seth Rollins will win, and it's probably a given it's a good one of the matches of the year. I'm not expecting any surprises in this whatsoever. I think it's just going to be a very cut and dry match in terms of storyline. Two excellent wrestlers going at it.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting any twists or turns. I'm just expecting an excellent match, but AJ will come up short. It's one of those things I don't want either of them to lose because I'm a big fan of both of them. It's a good way of them just showcasing themselves and how good they are. I think both of them are going to come out of it looking amazing. So if Seth Rollins will win this, it'll be a great match. I'm not expecting any big moments in terms of shocks or any storyline twists. like we did at the end of AJ Nakamura at Mania the previous year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just think cut and dry, and Seth Rollins will win.
Yeah, man. I can write to it still. I could write to the good one-on-one contest. It could go either way. You just don't know. You know what I mean? A lot of near falls. This is awesome chance. You know what I mean? People jerking on their sticks. You know what I mean? Because of the quality of the match and all that good stuff. Unfortunately, I'm thinking different to you, and it's all Mike Knox's fault. He was the one who says he can't see a winner. The match is going to get thrown out. It's going to be a double DQ and things of that nature. And the reason, you know, I can't recall his reason for him saying it, but my reason is it could be one of two things. One which is least likely is Bray Wyatt. I think he'll just appear and fuck up for the both of them. Right? The other, which is more than likely, as we're going heading into the Super Showdown, is that Brock Lesnar bets up for Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins wins by disqualification. AJ doesn't get the title because Brock Lesnar can't take the pressure. He lost that big WrestleMania, and him and Paul Heyman decide to come back and building up for Super Showdown. You know what I mean? Because it's
kind of like the Hell in a Cell where he's brought.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever it was, and Brock just came down.
What's the showdown?
Well, the two matches we definitely know that's happening for sure. One's Triple T versus Randy Orton's. The other is Goldberg versus The Undertaker. But Brock Lesnar is advertised for the event, which makes me believe more than Bray Wyatt that Brock Lesnar's gonna come in and bait it up for both of them, and sets up for Super Showdown. You know what I mean?
Now Spotlight's working on these little guys, man, so working with two of them. Might be something special.
See, it's gonna be
a ridiculous match.
It's gonna be one of them ridiculous matches. But, you know, by WWE, because the fans don't really want to see Seth lose, they don't really want to see AJ lose, so what do? They'll make Brock to be the bad guy. Oh, Brock Lesnar, man, you fucked it up, man. You fucked up a wicked match. This was great. Rare. This could have went either way. We could have seen a new champion in AJ Styles, all that kind of thing. And Brock,
that would be an amazing way to get heat on Brock as well, if we just step in and ruin a really good match.
Yeah. That is where I am going with it. It's more likely Brock than Bray, but I say that because Bray, he could either go after either Braun Strowman, because there's got to be a reason why Sami Zayn was swapped for Braun Strowman in the Money in the Bank match, right? I have a feeling it's to do with Bray Wyatt, or it could be Bray Wyatt versus Aleister Black, because Aleister Black's on that cryptic shit too. Man,
imagine the stare down. Imagine how mental the crowd would be if they just had a stare down.
Yeah, Aleister Black and then Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, that would be like a holy shit moment.
Yeah, because both of them are on that cryptic shit too. So in my opinion, either Bray Wyatt's gonna go after either Braun, or he's gonna go after Aleister Black. It's one of the two. And that's how that's going. And in my opinion, it should be. Well, Braun will be good, but I think Aleister Black would make for better storyline telling. Because it's SmackDown as well, you know what I mean? SmackDown's got more leeway and more creativity in their shit. So, yes, that's where I'm going with it, guys. That is where I'm going with it. The scorecard is officially full, Matt.
We are done.
We're done, well, yeah. Well, you've gone for no contest, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything written down.
Yep. There it is, people.
Good.
There it is. Money in our bank 2019. Who are you backing? Who do you believe is going to win all this shit? Who's going to be loaded with that briefcase? Who could be cashing in? Is Becky going to be Becky Two Belts at the end of this shit? Or is she going to be Becky Nart Belts? What's going to happen? You know what I mean? Or don't you care? It's all about the AEW for you. I asked Serial Killer this. Shad, I think I'll ask you again. It's £14.95 for Double or Nothing, AEW. Are you going to part of your cash with your hogshead money?
I'll be chilling. I won't be watching Money in the Bank live. I'll watch it Monday. Monday morning, Monday evening.
So you'll be catching up on it on the Monday.
Yeah.
I won't be watching. Well, I'm due to be cut off by Virgin Media any day now, so I won't be watching Money in the Bank. Matter of fact, I haven't even got the network for crying out. My network's cut off too, so I've got no chance. So I won't be watching the Money in our Bank. But the Double or Nothing pay-per-view, I won't be watching that either. You know what I mean? So I'll let everyone else get excited about that, man. Mike Knox, I saw you on your Around the Blocks video talking about that AEW might take up CM Princess Peach bitch. And I'm telling you this, Mike Knox, if that happens, I vow to you, I will never, ever. You could put The Undertaker on AEW. I am not watching AEW. Ever! Give the foot to your fuck on that bitch.
I might have done it to reinforce the ultimate troll of all time and have Punk enter number 30 in the Rumble and win it.
And the same goes for...
Imagine the scene.
And the same goes for WWE. I don't want to see CM Punk in any wrestling ring ever.
What happens if he wears a mask?
A mask and like a jumper so he hides his tattoos. His Mickey Mouse tattoos. God. The moment he steps in the ring, it becomes all about him. And I don't know part of it. I can't take the headache, honestly, God. I cannot take the headache. I cannot take the dick riding. I just, you know, I can't take it. And you know what I mean? I will hand in my AEW card or my WWE card, respectively, should he appear on one of the shows, just like that. You know what I mean? He appears on WWE, Jam's podcast, you're going to have to find a new host. Simple as that. I'm not part of it. But if he's on AEW, I don't know part of AEW at all. Even if it is the better wrestling product. Nah, sorry. We can't take the headache, man. No, sir. That's how it's going, man. Like I say, we're not part of it about £14.95 to watch the AEW shit. Sorry. Sorry, ITV. You're not getting our monies. Sorry. And come next week, then Matt Sacker will tell us, hopefully if you're available, that is, then you'll tell us who's top of the leaderboard in this league thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, after we're in the bank, I'll have a pop-up and I'll see where we're at.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, to everybody else, enjoy the pay-per-view, enjoy Money in the Bank. I won't. I definitely won't be watching it. You know what I mean? And Game of Thrones come on the next. Well, I'll be catching up on the season. Well, the final episode of Game of Thrones anyway. That's why Monday sorted. Hopefully, you know what I mean. All be well. Touch wood and all that. And don't complain on the internet. Just don't. You know what I mean? Just, God. It ain't that deep, man. It ain't that deep. It's over. Bitch! I never thought that we would make it up this far. Gripping my cream color Cadillac, North Star. Detroit, Motor City, finest, it's who we are. This is for my ladies who get out, chill at the bar. This is for my ladies who get out, chill at the bar. When I was a young boy, chilling in my daddy's nuts. All I could hear was the rhyme and dope cuts. Growing up thinking I was nothing but a glut. Another day, another book, another slut. All I wanna do is get paid. Oak Town.